They were diametrically different personalities. Gandhi, at the lowest rung on the ladder, cheap shot. Muhammad Ali Jinnah, studious, strictly forthright on the highest rung. Gandhi, a sexual pervert, the politically manipulative evil person preying on the ignorance and simplicity of his own people while sexually abusing / exploiting her young niece, opposed to an upright Khitizam Muhammad Ali Jinnah, a man of brown skin laced with English mannerism, who embarked on creating the second only country, Pakistan, in the name of Islam after Medina. Jinnah. This is Muhammad Ali Jinnah, also called Khitizam, Arabic, great leader, born December 25, 1876, in Karachi, India, now in Pakistan, died September 11, 1948. He was the founder and first Governor General of Pakistan, 1947 to 1948. His family was Jinnahbhai Punja and his wife Mithibai, a member of the Koja caste, Hindus who had converted to Islam centuries earlier and were followers of the Shia Islam Ali sect leader Aga Khan. Jinnah in 1887 attended the Sindh Madrasa al-Islam, now Sindh Madrasatul Islam University, in Karachi. Later he attended the Christian Missionary Society High School, also in Karachi, where at the age of 16 he passed the matriculation examination of the University of Bombay, now University of Mumbai, in Mumbai, India. On the advice of an English friend, his father decided to send him to England to acquire business experience. Jinnah, however, had made up his mind to become a barrister instead. In London, he joined the Lincoln's Inn, one of the legal societies that prepared students for the bar. In 1895, at the age of 19, he was called to the bar. He completed his formal studies. He also made a study of the British political system, frequently visiting the House of Commons. He was greatly influenced by the liberalism of William E. Gladstone, who had become Prime Minister for the fourth time in 1892, the year of Jinnah's arrival in London. Jinnah also took a keen interest in the affairs of India and Indian students. When the Parsi leader Dadabhai Nauroji, a leading Indian nationalist, ran for the British Parliament, Jinnah and other Indian students worked day and night for him. Their efforts were crowned with success. Nauroji became the first Indian to sit in the House of Commons. In 1986, Jinnah returned to Karachi and started his law practice in Bombay, which took several years to get himself established as a lawyer. 10 years later, he became active in politics. Inspired by Marathi politician Gokhale, he aspired to become Muslim Gokhale. Initially, he was not interested in a separate homeland for Muslims or the division of India, but in preserving the Muslim interests within Indian nationalism. It changed when Congress did not even include Muslims in its government or address Muslim concerns. Muslim League was founded in 1906, but Jinnah joined it in 1913 as its chief organizer. Jinnah left both the Muslim League and Congress in 1920 for a few years. Jinnah decided to settle in England. From 1930 to 1935 he remained in London, devoting himself to practice before the Privy Council. But when constitutional changes were in the offing, he was persuaded to return home to head a reconstituted Muslim League. Creator of Pakistan. Jinnah had originally been dubious about the practicability of Pakistan, an idea that the poet and philosopher Sir Muhammad Iqbal had propounded to the Muslim League Conference of 1930, but before long he became convinced that a Muslim homeland on the Indian subcontinent was the only way of safeguarding Muslim interests and the Muslim way of life. It was not religious persecution that he feared so much as the future exclusion of Muslims from all prospects of advancement within India, as soon as power became vested in the close-knit structure of Hindu social organization. To guard against that danger, he carried out a nationwide campaign to warn his coreligionists of the perils of their position, and he converted the Muslim League into a powerful instrument for unifying the Muslims into a nation. Pakistan's idea was at first ridiculed and then tenaciously opposed by the Congress Party. But it captured the imagination of the Muslims. Pitted against Jinnah were many influential Hindus, including Gandhi and Jawaharlal Nehru. And the British government seemed to be intent on maintaining the political unity of the Indian subcontinent. But Jinnah led his movement with such skill and tenacity that ultimately both the Congress Party and the British government had no option but to agree to the partitioning of India. Pakistan thus emerged as an independent state in 1947. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. They were diametrically different personalities. Gandhi, at the lowest rung on the ladder, was a cheap shot. Muhammad Ali Jinnah was studious and strictly forthright on the highest rung. Gandhi in his early years as a teenager rebelled by smoking, eating meat and stealing change from his household servants. Mahatma Gandhi, by name of Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi, born October 2, 1869, Porbandar, India, died January 30, 1948, Delhi, preeminent leader of Indian nationalism and preacher of nonviolence in the 20th century. Greater than beef terrorism. Gandhi grew up in a home steeped in religion, and he took for granted religious tolerance and the doctrine of ahimsa, non-injury to all living beings. He studied law in England from 1888 to 1891, and in 1893 he took a job with an Indian firm in South Africa. There he became an effective advocate for Indian rights. Indian rights in South Africa. In 1906 he first put into action Satyagraha, his technique of nonviolent resistance. His success in South Africa gave him an international reputation, and in 1915 he returned to India and within a few years became the leader of a nationwide struggle for Indian home rule. By 1920 Gandhi commanded influence hitherto unattained by any political leader in India. India achieved dominion status in 1947, but the partition of the subcontinent into India and Pakistan was a great disappointment to Gandhi, who had long worked for Hindu-Muslim unity. In September 1947 he ended rioting in Kolkata, by fasting. Known as the Mahatma, great souled, Gandhi won the affection and loyalty of millions. In January 1948 he was shot and killed by a young Hindu fanatic. While on his way to prayer in Delhi, Gandhi is killed by a young Hindu fanatic who has been angered by Gandhi's efforts to reconcile Hindus and Muslims. Greater than reposing Hindu identity in Requiem Mass. Jan 30, 1948 was a sad day in India's history. On this day, the father of the nation, Gandhi, was assassinated by Nadaram Godse, a hardcore member of extremist RSS. WHO thought that Gandhi favored the creation of Pakistan. Note, these are historical, well-documented, and established facts. Comment/like/share/follow and subscribe. Shakir Mumtaz. Author, thinker, analyst.